Al-Bayan Radio presents Golden Morals, a collection of stories from the Seerah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Nabiyyana Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and welcome to another episode from the Golden Morals series on Al-Bayan Radio. Today's episode is titled The Prophet's Honoring of His Milk Sister, meaning his sister through suckling. Now, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent his early years with Banu Sa'd, during which he was suckled by his wet nurse Halima al-Sa'diyya, and al-Shayma bint al-Harith was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sister through suckling. And it's reported that during his childhood, he would go out with Halima's children to tend to the sheep. And it's mentioned that Ashayma, his sister through suckling, would hold the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on her lap, play with him and show him love and affection. Now, many years later, when the Battle of Hunayn took place, Banu Sa'd supported the mushrikeen in fighting against the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we mentioned previously, Allah granted victory to the Muslims, who obtained a vast war booty, including money, camels, livestock, and many males and female slaves. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, among the captives taken by the Muslims following the Battle of Hunayn was the daughter of Halima al-Sa'diyya. And she was, as we said, the sister of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through suckling. She was known as Shayma bint al-Harith. Now, as they were taking the prisoners of war away, Shayma pleaded with the Muslims, saying, "Do you know that I am the suckling sister of your leader?" However, they did not believe her until she was taken to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, the great scholar, he said, when she was taken to the Messenger of Allah, she said, "O Messenger of Allah, I am your sister through suckling." He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ma alamatu thalik? What proof do you have of that?" She said, "I have a scar where you bit me on my back while I was placing you on my hip." Remembering the incident, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew it was her. So how did he treat her sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Obviously, he treated her in the best way sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that he spread his garment for her and he told her to sit next to him. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to her, "If you like, you can stay with me, where you will always be loved and honored. Or if you like, I can provide for you and send you back to your people." She replied, "I would like you to provide for me and send me back to my people." And it's reported that after having seen for herself the outstanding manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he treated her and how he showed her love and affection, she embraced Islam and returned to her people. And it's also reported by some of the scholars, such as Ibn Hajar, that he also gave her some slaves and some cattle and sheep sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again, my dear brothers and sisters, we see the outstanding character and manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in how he treated Shayma radiyallahu anha. Wallahu a'lam. This is all I have time for today, my dear brothers and sisters. Barakallahu fikum. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.